From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican candidates debate in California. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took center stage Wednesday at his party's second major debate of the nomination race. 10 challengers joined the real estate tycoon at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. VOA's Jim Malone watched to see which of the challengers would rise to the top.
There was some pushback, I think, tonight from some of the professional politicians. You know, the outsiders, especially Donald Trump and Ben Carson, someone else we've seen come up in the polls, were not as prominent. Carly Fiorina, though, did make an impression on stage, and I think she'll be around for the next debate as well.
VOA's Jim Malone. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants Wednesday after police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia.
I was shocked to see how these refugees and migrants were treated. It's not acceptable.
Hungarian police fought with the migrants after blocking one of the biggest entry routes into the European Union. Hungary has put in place tough new anti-migrant laws. The UN Security Council is unanimously demanding the immediate release of the president, prime minister, and other officials being held hostage in Burkina Faso. Renegade members of the Presidential Guard Wednesday detained the officials and are said to be holding them hostage. Reports say the renegades are supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré. It is unclear if there have been any casualties in the incident. Soldiers have not made any demands. This is VOA News. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet says at least three people were killed in an 8.3 earthquake and several strong aftershocks. The quake prompted a tsunami warning and the evacuation of the nation's coast. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says hazardous waves of more than 3 meters above normal are possible. The UN Working Group on Enforced Disappearances has sharply criticized Mexico, among others, for failing to clarify hundreds of cases of people who have gone missing. Lisa Schlein has more.
It says enforced disappearances occur in all regions of the world as a result of armed conflict, political instability, or organized crime, among other factors. The group has 43,000 unresolved cases of enforced disappearances in 84 countries in its database. Chair of the working group, Ariel Dulitsky, says the number is only the tip of the iceberg, as most cases go unreported. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Ukraine intends to pursue its campaign to strip Russia of its UN Security Council veto power when the United Nations General Assembly opens its annual meeting later this month. Ukraine's parliament voted unanimously Wednesday in favor of an international initiative to prevent the use of the veto to block Security Council resolutions or actions in cases where conflicts become, quoting now, especially rigid. Ukrainian officials say they envision phasing in gradually any restrictions on the use of the veto. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is considering Russia's offer of military-to-military talks on the war in Syria. Kerry held talks this week by telephone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry said Wednesday he wants a complete and clear understanding of what Russia's intentions are. He also said he warned Lavrov about Russia's increased involvement in Syria. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East told a congressional panel that only 4 or 5 Syrian rebels trained by the United States remain in the fight against the Islamic State group. General Lloyd Austin said many of the 54 graduates of a special training program came under attack in Syria. He told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the program had gotten off to a slow start. He said the U.S. will not reach its original goal of training more than 5,000 Syrians. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are preparing to decide if they will raise interest rates for the first time in a decade. Analysts say it's hard to predict what the U.S. Federal Reserve will do or what its impact will be. The decision is expected sometime today. Taking a look at markets, stock markets in Asia were up. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.